Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 4th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as per tradition on Thursdays, I have Dr. Mac. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So glad you're here. You are here today to talk to us about road trips.
Well, yeah, I took a road trip last week. We drove from Austin to Denver and back to visit my daughter, but we made numerous stops on the way. And
as you should.
You know, we saw the sights. Yeah. So, okay. And when I got back, I realized that I did a few things right. And there were a couple things I wish I had done more right, and that probably listeners and readers could benefit from a couple of, you know, tips and reminders and stuff.
Sure.
So I think I have three or four things that occurred to me on this trip.
Okay.
The first is, since cell service can be spotty or non-existent when you're driving or flying or doing any kind of travel. Mm-hmm. It's a really good idea to think about your media needs before you depart and download those items to your device.
Yes.
So my wife and I are seasoned travelers, so we downloaded on both of our iPhones and iPads lots of podcasts, mm-hmm. music we might like to listen to even if we're off the grid, mm-hmm. and audiobooks. So mm-hmm. we stocked up and downloaded. So just bear that in mind, because had we depended on streaming all this stuff, there would have been good 30-minute chunks where there was no entertainment. Yeah.
Or more.
And in the car, yeah. For this trip, I think the worst was about 30 or 45 minutes. But even so, it's a good idea to plan your trip carefully. I'm going to Disneyland next week. And I've already downloaded all the books and audiobooks I think I might want to listen to.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like a habit, but yeah. A lot of people get burned by that. And, you know, the motto of Mac Geek Gab is don't get caught. So,
yes.
Don't get caught.
Yeah, don't get caught without any media. Or
or with streaming media that interrupts when you're right at that exciting point where, you know, the murder's about to be
slowly
revealed.
Slowly I turn, step by step. What? Oh,
it would have been a shame. We were listening to the new Stephen King novel, so at any point, it would have been horrible to not find out what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up, and kind of in a related vein, we were relying on Apple Maps to navigate, uh-huh. and it worked very well. It's, you know, for those people who heard it was terrible like 10 years ago, it's pretty good now. It got us everywhere we needed to go. But I noticed that when we went to Paladuro State Canyon State Park in Texas, do you know that we have the second largest canyon? It's the not so grand canyon, the almost grand canyon, if you will.
Slightly less Paladuro grand canyon.
Yeah, it's 150 miles long.
Wow.
And
okay.
It's so weird. It's in the middle of Texas, and it's in the middle of a very flat part of Texas. And then all of a sudden, there's a crack, you know?
Wow.
And then it runs for 150 miles. And if you didn't know that, and you didn't leave the freeway and drive the 10 miles to the park, mm-hmm. you'd never know that because it's a little known fact. Anyway, I noticed that the Maps app lost GPS when we were near the park.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't a big deal because we remembered the way we came and just retraced our steps until it came back. But it reminded me that next time I'm planning to drive and be off the grid, I'm going to use Google Maps because it has the ability to specify and download maps in advance.
Oh,
now, Apple Maps kind of does, but it's hit or miss. It's like you don't know if it did it.
Yeah.
And you can't force it. So I'm much as I'm not a big, you know, fan of Googles and Facebooks and all those kinds of things, I'm like the anti-social media guy. But I am going to try Google Maps next time because I can do that.
Yeah.
So that was one I learned and, you know, would have been nice to have thought of it first.
Yeah. to go nicely with the other tip of make sure you have all the things locally that you're going to need while you're out and about. So, yeah, maps falls into that category. I know Mr. Kelly likes to hike, and so he has a number of like GPS maps and things like that. Not so much roads, but there's like
trails.
Gaia is one of the ones he uses a lot, and I think there's a few others as well that
My kids are pretty hip with that stuff. So mostly when we hike, it's with them. Mm-hmm. So we rely on their iPhones. Let their battery run down.
For the most part, he's mentioned that they don't, at least the ones that he's used anyway, where you can, pick and choose what you have locally. They don't take up a ton of battery because they just use, I think you get to manage how often they check for GPS location. It's more like having a GPS than it is using your phone for your phone.
I've got an iPhone 13 Pro Max. It's got the biggest battery ever conceived for an iPhone. So I don't care anymore. I can go all day even with GPS hitting it regularly. I'm so gassed.
Well, for people who have mere mortal batteries, might appreciate knowing that it doesn't take all of that.
It's definitely good advice.
Yeah. It's handy to have that ahead of time if you can.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Something else. Now, I always, when I travel, I have a mesh bag that I just put every cable and charger I think I might need into, and I leave them in there between trips, and I check it occasionally. But, it's got chargers for both our iPhones, both our iPads, both our Apple Watches, my MacBook Pro, and then I throw in any cables or adapters I think I might need, including but not limited to Ethernet, HDMI, several flavors of Thunderbolt and USB-C.
I'm trying to figure out how the little mesh bag from my backpack ended up going on your trip with you, because that's exactly what mine sounds like.
Well, so here's the thing. When I do this, I toss it into, and I also, in there are at least one or two rechargeable batteries, right?
Yes.
But rarely do I need anything other than the batteries and the chargers for our devices. All those other cables, the Ethernet's getting dusty.
Yeah.
The HDMI, it's like it doesn't weigh much, so I don't really have a big problem carrying it. But I thought, I don't usually need this. But this trip, it was the exception that proves me wrong. I visited a friend, and he lamented to me that his external display ceased to function.
Oh.
And he had this big, like, 28-inch or 32-inch display that was relatively new. It was a Dell, but it just stopped working. And so I was able to determine that I thought the proprietary cable that comes with it was the problem, because it's got, on one end, it's got mini DisplayPort, but on the other end, it's got some weird proprietary Dell-y connector.
Ew, yeah.
And so I looked at the back of the thing, and I thought, oh, look, it'll take mini DisplayPort to mini DisplayPort, and he had an iMac, so he had a FireWire/mini DisplayPort port.
Hey.
But I didn't have that cable. What I did have, though, was an HDMI cable, which also worked, since the back of his display had an HDMI port and the back of his iMac had an HDMI port.
Nice.
Oh, no, he had, and so did I, an HDMI to mini DisplayPort connector.
An adapter.
That's what it was. So we were able to jury-rig, even though the cable that he would have had to order and wait for otherwise was the problem. We were able to cobble together a solution with the stuff in my mesh bag. So it occurred to me that, I should probably never take anything out of it. Whatever's in there, I might need someday. It's like, what was that guy that used to fix stuff with his paper clips?
MacGyver. Yeah,
It was a very MacGyverish solution.
I'm very much a child of the MacGyver era, and so like that bag in my backpack is full of, in case. And it's just often enough that it's useful that I end up never taking anything out of that bag. So
here's my last thing I learned, and I know we have an advertiser, so you might want to cut to the commercial break here.
Yes,
before I do the last tip.
Yeah, let me do that.
Before. It's all up to you. You know, are the hostess with the mostest.
let's do that first, so that we can make sure we get that in, so we have time to talk about the last tip. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. And
aren't I getting good at this?
You are. It's like we've got a routine.
Almost.
Yeah. Don't worry, kids. It's not like it's actually going to happen. And like I said, we will get back to our regularly scheduled Bob. But first, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is ZocDoc. ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. Just download the free ZocDoc app, and it's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. If you're using ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance, and you can book in-person or video appointments. And this isn't just for primary care either. You can find a dentist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, or another specialist. There's loads of them on there. And ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. So, Bob, go ahead and give us your last tip.
All right, here it is. The last thing is something new that I learned on this trip.
Oh.
So I was all excited because I took my MacBook Air with me and my iPad, and I thought I can have two screens on my desk if I need them.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. I was all excited
because my old MacBook Pro wouldn't necessarily work with Sidecar.
Yeah.
Right? Just wasn't in the feature set.
Yeah.
So I was all excited. And what I learned was, I don't even need to take my MacBook. I don't need a laptop on most trips. Well, here's the thing. Unless I have to do a lot of heavy typing, and even then, I'm not fond of laptop keyboards. And I mean, if I had to do a lot of typing, I'd take a laptop and probably a wired USB keyboard or at least a bigger Bluetooth keyboard. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, heavy typing is not something I want to do on the MacBook Air or Pro keyboard itself.
No.
And so, number one, these days you can plug just about any keyboard into your iPad, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, there's a version of Microsoft Word for the iPad that, you know, I guess would probably pass muster if I needed to do some heavy writing on the iPad, which if I knew I needed to do serious writing, I'd bring a laptop just because the files are all on there.
Yeah.
And you know, everything I might need. But for most stuff, I was plenty happy using the bridge keyboard on my iPad or dictation. And between the two, I was able to do all the email, all the text messaging, and my iPhone too. I triaged a lot of email on my iPhone when we were driving.
Yep.
When Lisa was driving, my wife, not when I was driving, but when she drove, I'd get in there and, you know, start deleting email I didn't want to read.
Yep.
And, you know, 3 hours later, I was back.
Yeah.
But no, I never took my MacBook out of the bag.
It
was in my backpack the whole week. Everywhere we went, it was like, I don't really need it.
Yep.
You know, I can answer these few emails with my iPad or my iPhone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to California tomorrow. I'm going to Disneyland.
I know.
I know. It's so exciting. It's so exciting.
Well, it's exciting for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been 35 years or 30 years since I've been. So
okay,
I'm sure it'll be exciting.
Yeah. I just haven't been there in like three. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to bring a laptop. I'm going for 4 days, and I figure I don't really have anything due writing-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try. I may take it just as a backup, but I don't think I'm going to need it. And I've learned that, you know, if I'm going away for just 3 or 4 days, I probably don't need a laptop.
Yep.
Unless I have a deadline and real work that needs to be done in Microsoft Word, I don't even think I'll think about it. I'll just hit the road with a Mac, with a iPad, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
So that was a surprise to me. I thought, you know, it'll be a long time before I can get along without my laptop. I would leave the iPad home before I would leave the laptop home.
Uh-huh.
Up until recently. But all of a sudden, it just seems like I have the tools to do a lot more things on that iPad than I used to be able to. And it's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, as long as you've got a solid keyboard that you don't mind typing on for an extended period, should it come to that. It seems like that's usually a pretty good setup most of the time. It I, too, have recently come to the conclusion of maybe my laptop can stay home next time, as long as it's not something where I'm going to need it for something that I'm doing. You know, if I go into it ahead of time, like I'm taking a trip, you know, like the next time I go to Disneyland, I will probably leave my laptop at home.
Well, and here's the other thing. I run screens on my devices, so I could run if I left my laptop home and turned on. I could log into it and do whatever needed doing on my iPad.
Yeah.
You know, doing screen sharing to my MacBook Pro at home, which I've done in the past. I actually used to have a desktop computer. Remember those?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that one always stayed home. So I'd leave with a different computer, and a lot of times something I needed would be back on the big computer.
Of course.
And so screens turned into kind of the easy way to not just access files on it, but to, you know, go ahead and control it. And there's stuff that it's easier to do by remote control than to grab the file and bring it to you and you
know,
do something to it on another device. So I thought, okay, I can always do that if I need to.
Yeah, worst case. Yeah.
But I didn't this trip. I mean, it never came out of the bag, and I was pretty happy.
I bet everyone who was on vacation with you was pretty happy, too.
I don't know that they noticed. I mean, I still picked up a device and spent quality time every day. It just was a smaller device.
Okay, right? Well, that's a story for a future column, then.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that one later.
Oh, but before we leave, I know you're going to tell them to be careful out there in a minute, and I just want to say, as part of being careful, I would suggest you think long and hard about whether you want to upgrade to Monterey just yet.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say for now, but watch for next week's column, because I admit that my setup is a little out of the ordinary. I have a lot of storage devices and docks and USB hubs and, you know, more stuff maybe than the average bear.
Yeah.
But it all worked a week ago. And then I upgraded, and, you know, I've been spending days, literally days, chasing down little annoyances that, you know, just aren't right after the upgrade.
Well, there's this columnist for Mac Observer that said you should never upgrade right when it comes out.
Never.
I feel like I've had him on the podcast. We talked about you should do it over Christmas break.
Yeah, well, I've written this column pretty much every year, and people always say to me, I upgraded and it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you were very fortunate then, because I hear from people. You know what the big thing now is? I'm not having it, but I keep reading about people who had Intel MacBook Pros and I guess Intel everything that bricked when they installed Monterey.
There's some issues, but there's always a few, and it seems like anymore.
Yes.
And but it always seems like it's recoverable. So that's been the thing so far, is that it may be way more inconvenient than it was, but it always seems to be something that is not insurmountable. It's not like the machine is completely
gone. All of mine have been minor irritations, but a couple of them, you know, cost me time where if I was on a deadline, I would have been tearing my hair out. But
sure,
it's one of those like I knew to have plenty of time.
Yeah.
So,
well, we'll talk about it sometime in the future then. Yeah.
No, next week.
Oh, next week.
Talk,
OK,
we're going to talk about
All right.
All the issues then, and how much time it cost me so that you can plan to do it over Christmas break.
All right.
When you have 8 days in a row that, you know, nothing important has to happen.
All right. Then
that might be the best bet of all. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to recommend.
Well, then we will get into that detail next week. Don't do next week's show now. Give people something to look forward to.
I'll give you credit in the column. I'll say Kelly said.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. Bob, as always, thanks for coming by.
As always, thanks for having me.
I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.